Magandang umaga sa ating lahat. I just finished my second book for this year, which is The Alchemist by Paulo Coelho. Grabe, I couldn't count the times that it quoted from the Bible. And it's a psychological roller coaster. What did the book taught me is that we all have a personal legend, and it's not that the universe will conspire for you to reach your dream or your personal legend. But I guess for me, what I can see is a personal legend is a mission that we have in life, that we all have in life. Though most of us aren't or was not able to do that mission because we're all so consumed with the daily activities, that just the way that we have to live, not live, but to survive. Yeah, survive is the right term. Especially when you know that you need to survive, when the realities of this world takes a toll on you, you can't just pursue a personal legend or a mission, but I believe that our mission in life is something that only we can do, given all our talents and all the things that we are, our personality, our values, every little bit of details that we have will help us, will point us to that mission. And I guess that, like what the alchemist and the old Melchizedek, the old king, said, that not everyone will pursue their mission in life because it takes God, it takes courage, it takes, I guess it also takes reliance on the Almighty for you to do it, for you to pursue it. Because just like with the omens that Santiago relied on, what we have is those choices, little bit of choices that we have to choose upon every day to help us be closer to our mission. And it might not come the way that we expect it, and others might not realize that walking towards your mission entails you having an active choice every day, a leap of faith, and a constant decision to keep on walking daily towards that mission, towards your personal legend. And I guess choosing that every day is also part of your mission. I mean, choosing to walk that path. Me, I personally feel that my mission in life, until the day I die, is just to share Christ, to share His love, His compassion, His mercy and grace toward everyone, especially the children and students. And I could feel that by doing my everyday task, like my opening the coffee shop and just being with the kids, puts me in the middle or in the center of my mission in life. And I would not imagine being in this place for a million years. I couldn't even imagine myself being a businesswoman. But here I am. And I know that it was God who brought me here, who gave me this heart, this values that I have, this mission of mine. And yeah, I hope for those who are listening, that you get to see a glimpse or even grasp the mission that you have in life. Because when you know your mission, when you know what keeps you from not running away from everything, what keeps you awake at night, and what keeps you to persevere is just by knowing your mission. It gives you strength throughout the day, and even if you're tired, it'll bring you back to your feet, because you know that you're not doing this for yourself, and that doing your mission is just a privilege. Knowing your mission gives you purpose. Yeah, I guess that's just it. Thank you, Paulo Coelho, for that wonderful book. And may we all move towards our mission. Paalam, see you on my next book.